Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrill, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bates. All yours.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. I just did a quick little switch here. I know that you probably know that Bishop Quinn just had his funeral over at the cathedral, and he was a guest chaplain here one time, and we found his little prayer that he used, and I'd like to use it in memory of him. It was very Bishop Quinn-like at the time. Excuse my allergies, too. So let us center ourselves in God's presence. He says, "Dear Divine Parent in Heaven, I propose 8 new Beatitudes for state senators and for all of us. The first Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who insist that the state live within its means. You will have a budget completed by June 15. Blessed are you who cut the fat out of the budget, but not the lean sinew and bone of the poor. Blessed are you who are disciplined by your party for following your convictions rather than party lines. You will overcome. Blessed are you who mourn now because you are criticized by the powerful lobbies. You will be comforted by your conscience. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for the sake of the powerless, those not likely to go to the polls on election day, for you will have self-esteem. Blessed are you who live simply so that others may simply live. And the 8th Beatitude, blessed are you who vote according to conscience. You can be reelected. Lord, you know that history will not judge these elected leaders by the number of terms they served, but by the quality of those terms. At the end of their careers, may they be known not simply as politicians or even as senators, but as statesmen and stateswomen. And may Bishop Quinn rest in peace. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for indulging. Of course. Thank you, Sister Michelle. Members, we are going to move to privileges of the floor. Today would be an excellent day for brevity, as there is a lot going on once we are done with session. I'd like to start with Senator Durazo. Senator Durazo at the pro tem's desk.
Today we honor Cesar Chavez, but we welcome Teresa Romero, the first woman president of the United Farm Workers. Just like Cesar, Teresa doesn't see her role as a personal achievement. She is in Sacramento for the same reasons that Dolores Huerta came to this building. Back then, farm workers were being poisoned in the fields. Today, their children's brains are being damaged by new chemicals. Back then, farm workers lived in labor camps like I did. Today, the law still considers tents and bunkhouses legitimate farm worker housing. Teresa isn't interested in coming here to be applauded. She is interested in leaving here with changes on those issues this year. As I have had the pleasure of getting to know many of you, my new colleagues, I have learned you came for the same reason as Teresa. So please join me in welcoming this woman, brave enough to carry one of the greatest burdens for any Latino, to carry on and embody the legacies of Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta. President Romero, please come often. Please continue to fight hard and count on us in the State Senate.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the California State Senate.
We'd like to be able to welcome all members to be able to take an official Senate photograph in the back of the chambers. Thank you, members. Senators, we now would like to be able to turn our attention to Senator Leyva. Senator Leyva has a very special presentation today with some very important guests. Senator Leyva, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members. I rise today to introduce several people who work hard every day to improve the lives of Californians. Donate Life California is charged with educating the public about the need and importance for people to register their donation wishes. Before 2004, no registry had existed for Californians who wished to give consent to be an organ, an eye, or a tissue donor. In April 2005, California launched an online organ, eye, and tissue donor registry called Donate Life California Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. In July 2006, the registry took a giant step forward as it began its partnership with the DMV, replacing donor stickers on donor cards. The registered organ, eye, and tissue donors in California have saved nearly 7,000 lives and helped heal an estimated 600,000 more people since Donate Life California and the DMV became official partners 10 years ago. With me here today are several leaders of this remarkable organization. When I say your name, give us a little wave. Jim Martin, CEO of Donate Life California. Deanna Santana, the Public Education Relations Manager of the Sierra Donor Services. We also have with us today Janice Whaley, the new CEO of Donor Networks West, Sean Slivik, the COO of Donor Network West, and Kathy Kobeck, the Director of Communications for Donate Network West. On behalf of the California State Legislature, as well as families across the state, we thank you for the work that you do every day.
Senators, let's give a warm welcome to our guests to the California State Senate. Thank them for their hard work. We would now like to invite all senators for an official Senate photograph. Thank you, Senator Leyva. Members, we now would like to be able to turn our attention to Senator Stern with a very special guest. Senator Stern, at the Majority Leader's desk, the floor is yours, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Members, I'm here today to present to you the outgoing president of Pepperdine University, our hometown gem in the town I grew up in, and his incredible wife, Debbie. Andy has served the University of Pepperdine since 2000, and he started when I was actually 2 years old. So just to give you a sense of his tenure, he's basically overseen this incredible epicenter of big thinking in our backyards for many decades, and his last year was the hardest. We went through this Woolsey fire, and immediately before that, a borderline shooting incident that took one of his true angels, Elena Housley. And so on his way out, we've been just so blessed to have President Benton as a steadying hand in a community that started to tear itself apart. And dealing with these tragedies changes people, and it makes people question each other. And I just want to thank President Benton and Debbie for giving your lives to this community, to generations of students, but mostly to the state of California here today. That's why we're honoring you, your leadership as an institution that lifts young people up, that bridges gaps, and now in this era of fire, hopefully is an epicenter of knowledge and experience that we all too often will have to face going forward. Thank you for all of your dedication from the bottom of our hearts, and I hope you get to enjoy your retirement. We'll see if that happens or not. I have a feeling that President Benton's not going to be very good at retiring. So for many, many decades of service, the California State Senate thanks you.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Thank you very much. Members, messages from the governor will be deemed read, messages from the assembly will be deemed read, reports of committee will be deemed read, and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. We're now going to move to consideration of the daily file. We're going to move to the second reading file. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 67, Senate Bill 663 with amendments, and Senate Bill 497 with amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The remainder of the daily file will be deferred. If there is no further business, seeing and hearing none, Senator Wilk, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene right here on Thursday at 9 a.m.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Thank you, members. Have a wonderful day. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning.